Praise the Lord. And message number 199. The title of the message, Watchman, Part 21. The watchman is a man who keeps the pattern. Let's open our Bible to the book of Exodus. And let's read chapter 25 and verse 40. This is what the Lord said to Moses. See that you make them according to the pattern shown you on the mountain. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this day. We bless you. We magnify you. Lord, anoint my lips with your word. Let your message that you send to your church and to your people accomplish the purpose of sending this message to us. Lord, we pray that the power of your word would change and transform your people. I pray, O God, that your servants who hear your word will get revived and accept your will and apply the message faithfully in their life. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Master. This all we ask and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Moses says, watchman in the life of the Israelites, he imparted to them what God wanted them to know and to do. The Lord had instructed Moses how to make the Ark of the Lord and all the things that is in pertain to the Ark of the Lord, the lampstand, the Ark of the Covenant, also the brazen altar of the burnt offering, and the rest of the items. The Lord gave him full instruction and details as we read in the book of, and the, as we read in the book of Exodus. Chapter 25 onward. And he gave him also the instruction of how to serve God and how to make all the things that is pertain to God's service. And the Lord told him that, see that you make them according to the pattern shown you on the mountain. When Moses went to the mountain and sat with the Lord showed him certain pattern, and the Lord told him clearly, don't do your own. You need to do it according to what you have seen in the mountain. The point here, the value of the watchman means in the chair, is to direct the people to serve God according to God's word and according to the pattern that the Holy Spirit and God's word show to us to do. Also in Hebrew chapter 8 verse 5, Moses was warned to build the tabernacle according to the pattern God gave him in the mountain. We can read here that they serve as a sanctuary that is a copy of, that is a copy and shadow of what is in heaven. This is why Moses was warned when he was about to build the tabernacle, see to it that you make everything according to the pattern shown you on the mountain. In the same way also, Stephen, when he preached to the Jews in Acts chapter 7, he pointed out to them the same thing. Our forefathers had the tabernacle of the testimony with them in the desert. It had been made as God directed Moses according to the pattern he had seen, that we can read in Acts chapter 7 verse 44. So here the same thing, that when he was speaking to the Jews and the leaders among them, that he told them that Moses was directed by God to build the tabernacle and to make it according to the pattern that he had seen in the mountain. And in the same way, that the ministry of Jesus and the ministry of the church cannot go along with people's wishes or people's desire, but should go along with the word of God and according to the leading of the Holy Spirit and what the Holy Spirit show us from ministry. Any ministry and service in the church should be based on the description and instruction of God's word. The same when David commissioned his son Solomon to be the king after him and to build the temple of God, he gave him the pattern of the temple with all the details and materials to be used in accordance to the details that David received from God by the Holy Spirit. We will read the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 28 and verse 11 to verse 19, and we can find out when we are reading the word pattern has been repeated a few times in the scripture. So what David instructed his son, he gave him the pattern that he received from the Lord. So David told Solomon that you need to follow the pattern that God gave me with the Holy Spirit. Then David gave to Solomon his son the pattern of the porch and of the houses thereof and of the treasuries thereof and of the upper chambers thereof and of the inner parlors thereof and of the place of the mercy seat and the pattern of all that he had by the Spirit of the courts of the house of the Lord and of all the chambers round about, of the treasuries of the house of God and of the treasuries of the dedicated things, also for the courses of the priest and the Levites and for all the work of the service of the house of the Lord and for all the vessels of service in the house of the Lord. Verse 14, he gave of gold by weight for things of gold, for all instruments of all manner of service, silver also for all instruments of silver by weight, for all instruments of every kind of service, even the weight for the candlesticks of gold and for the lamps of gold by weight for every candlestick and for the lamps thereof and for the candlesticks of silver by weight, both for the candlestick and also for the lamps thereof according to the use of every candlestick. And by weight he gave gold for the tables of showbread for every table and likewise silver for the tables of silver, also pure gold for the flesh hooks and the bowls and the cups and for the golden basins. He gave gold by weight for every basin and likewise silver by weight for every basin of silver and for the altar of incense, refined gold by weight and gold for the pattern of the chariot of the cherubim that spread out their wings and covered the ark of the covenant of the Lord. All this, said David, the Lord made me understand in written by his hand upon me, even all the works of this pattern. What he say, David, here that everything God showed me and his hand was upon me through the Holy Spirit. So what he's telling to his son Solomon, the pattern that I'm giving for every detail of building the temple and the work of God in his temple, you should follow. We need to understand that any ministry should go along the pattern that the Holy Spirit had given and should go along the word of God. And we know that very well the Holy Spirit will not go against the word of God. Also, we can read according to Hebrews chapter 9 verse 23, we can understand that the ministries and the service that we do for the Lord, it came from heavenly patterns. Therefore, it is necessary for us to abide and follow. Let's read Hebrews chapter 9 verse 23. It was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heaven should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than this. I'm taking from this verse the patterns of things in the heavens. What we do, ministry, it should follow the same pattern that the Holy Spirit, that God ordained for us to do. And these patterns are in the heavenlies. And the Lord would give them to us. And He had given us the ministry. We need to abide with the patterns of the things in the heavens that we receive from the Lord. Therefore, no one can do His will or choose the ministry that he wants to do. There's a pattern that everyone should abide. Some people, they say, I like to do this ministry, I don't like this. They think here, you cannot choose even your ministry. You need to follow the pattern that ordained by the Lord. Many, they follow the pattern of the world to live their lives and in their service to God. You know, Paul wrote to the Romans and he told them in Romans 12 verse 2, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing and perfect will. The point here, you cannot serve God while you're still in bondage with the world and with the friends, with the relatives and with the traditions. Your mind and thoughts should be renewed with God's word so that you will be transformed and will be able to offer the parts of your bodies to serve God and fulfill what Paul wrote to the Romans in the book of Romans chapter 12 verse 1, what he wrote to them. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in a view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. The point here, you cannot offer the part of your body as a living sacrifice to the Lord and you are still following the pattern of this world. When you follow the pattern of this world with a friend and wishes, these patterns will have an influence in your thoughts, in your minds, in your decisions, and whether you like it or not, to keep the friends and to keep the relatives and to keep that tradition, you will go into compromises. And that will hinder you from abiding with the pattern that the Lord has given in His word for us to follow. Many people who serve the Lord, they find that their ministry will go into some dryness, and some of them they will find out that there will be no fruit, and the reason behind all that, because they have replaced the pattern that the Holy Spirit and God's Word gave for them of ministry and services to God, and they replace it by the worldly things. So, this is a call for repentance, call for considering your ways and the pattern of your life and the style of what you are following in your life. Paul instructed Timothy to keep the pattern of the sound teaching that he taught to him, and we instruct you to keep the pattern of the sound teaching that you receive from us. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 13, what you heard from me keep as a pattern of sound teaching with faith and love in Christ Jesus. That's what Paul said to Timothy, and also he give his instruction to Titus. He gave it more clearly to him that his lifestyle and conducts in life is a pattern for others to learn and to follow. You know, the way that you live your life, the pattern that you follow, is the pattern, is the example for others also to follow. In the book of Titus chapter 2 verse 7 and verse 8, we can read about that. In all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works. Your life is a pattern of good works, and that's God's will. In all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity. Verse 8, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, have no evil thing to say of you. Not only when you follow the pattern of the sound teaching and the word of God and the teaching that we give you, not only you will be a good pattern for others, but even if those who want to accuse you, they will not be able to find anything against you. There is a story of one of the king, and that is King Ahaz. As we are speaking about the pattern, let's just read the book of 2 Kings chapter 16, and what this king did to change the pattern or alter the pattern, and we can learn a good lesson for us as ministers, for you as ministers, and for the church to follow. As a whole church, we need to keep the pattern. We should start firm and be aware. We will read from verse 1 about King Ahaz, so we will understand how things had happened and how the pattern was changed of the temple of God. I'll read from verse 1 onward. I'll read from verse 1 to 4 and we will explain. In the 17th year of Pekah, the son of Remaliah, Ahaz, the son of Jotham, king of Judah, began to reign. At 20 years old was Ahaz when he began to reign, and reigned 16 years in Jerusalem, and did not that which was right in the sight of the Lord his God, like David's father. But he walked in the way of the kings of Israel, yea, and made his son to pass through the fire according to the abominations of the heathen, whom the Lord cast out from before the children of Israel. And he sacrificed and burned incense in the high places and on the hills and under every green tree. So as introduction, King Ahaz's life was not correct. His discipline for his children is not correct. He allowed his children to be exposed to pagan and demonic things, and many Christians like that, they allow their children to be exposed to immoralities, games, engage them in activities and sports that are not pleasing God, and they will be infected with the worldly things from the influence of her friends and so on. In a brief, Ahaz followed the worldly people in his life and raised his children in the same way. Let's go to verse 5. Then the risen king of Syria and Pekah son of Remaliah, king of Israel, came up to Jerusalem to war, and they besieged Ahaz, but could not overcome him. At that time, Rezin, king of Syria, recovered Elath to Syria, and drave the Jews from Elath. And the Syrians came to Elath and dwelled there unto this day. So Ahaz sent messengers to Tiglath-Pileser, king of Syria, saying, I am thy servant and thy son. Come up and save me out of the hand of the king of Syria and out of the hand of the king of Israel, which rise up against me. And Ahaz took the silver and gold that was found in the house of the Lord and in the treasuries of the king's house, and sent it for a present to the king of Assyria. And the king of Assyria hearkened unto him, for the king of Assyria went up against Damascus and took it and carried the people of it captive to Kir and slew Rezin. So here we find that King Ahaz, when he faced with a problem and threat, instead of he will come back to the Lord and repent, he went farther and he asked help from the Assyrian king to relieve him, and for that he gave all what God gave him and gave the Israelite to buy their protection. God does not want such action. God wants repentance in time of troubles, to come back to the Lord so that he will protect us and we don't need to lose the material things that he give us to use them for God's service. But when there's wickedness, God will take away from the people what he had given them. And that money was taken away and given to the Assyrian king. Let's read verse 10. What happened? More than this. And King Ahaz went to Damascus to meet Tiglath-Pileser, king of Syria, and saw an altar that was at Damascus. And King Ahaz sent to Urijah, the priest, the fashion of the altar, the pattern, and the pattern of it, according to all the workmanship thereof. Now here, the miserable thing that Ahaz did, when he saw the fashion of the altar in Damascus, he sent the fashion and the pattern of the pagan altar that he saw, and wanted the priest in Jerusalem, the priest Urijah, to follow it and make the same for him and for the people to follow. This is a miserable thing. You may say, how this happened? It can't be happened. Many worthy people who are part of the church, they want to introduce pattern and things that is not according to the word of God, but according to the worldly things they are indulged in. They compromise. They want to introduce their compromises to the rest of the body of Christ. In verse 11 to verse 13, let's read that. And Urijah the priest built an altar according to all that King Ahaz has sent from Damascus. So Urijah the priest made it against King Ahaz, came from Damascus. And when the king was come from Damascus, the king saw the altar, and the king approached to the altar and offered thereon. And he burned his burnt offering and his meat offering, and poured his drink offering, and sprinkled the blood of his peace offerings upon the altar. Did the priest Urijah did well? What do you think? Actually, what the priest did is not good at all. And he is not a good priest. He is not faithful. He went along the king's wishes, and he did not keep the pattern of God that he ordained in his word and instruction. That is not the pattern that God gave to Moses. He changed it. The priest today can represent now, the pastor of the church, can be me, can be any one of you who is responsible to do missions at the church. And the king is the people who have the choice to do what they want. We as leader of the church should not go along the people's wishes and approve what their wishes and what they delight in. Urijah the priest should not comply with Ahaz's request, because that was against God's word and instruction. Always, you know, the people who are around us, with us in the ministry, will try to deviate the pattern that God gave in His word. There's temptation, they are pressurized, they have some struggle, they want to compromise with a friend or relative or neighbors, or they are squeezed financially, so they want to keep both the world and the ministry. It cannot be. They will always try to deviate when they are pressurized to fit their thoughts, wishes, and dream inside the ministry. But that cannot be. We should disapprove the wrong things they propose, and not to be threatened or intimidated with their requests. You may say that the priest Urijah, he was afraid because he is not the king. So what? He has authority more than the king. He has the authority from the Lord. He is the priest of the temple. He is the highest authority. He is the people representative before God. It is very shameful to Urijah the priest to know what is mentioned in 2 Kings chapter 16, verse 16. Thus did Urijah the priest according to all that King Ahaz commanded. Whatever King Ahaz commanded, even wrong, he followed. You know, that should not be in the church. You know, we should not allow the people to dictate on us. We should dictate on the people the ways of the Lord and the word of God. You know, we can read further. Verse 14 and verse 15 say, and he brought also the brazen altar, that is the altar of the Lord, which was before the Lord, from the forefront of the house, from between the altar and the house of the Lord, and put it on the north side of the altar that faked one. And verse 15, and King Ahaz commanded Urijah the priest, saying, upon the great altar, so now it became a great altar, the wrong things of the people that they want to introduce become great things, and to replace the pattern of the sound teaching inside the church. Upon the great altar, burn the morning burnt offering and the evening meat offering, and the king's burnt sacrifices and his meat offerings, with the burnt offering of all the people of the land, and their meat offering and their drink offerings, and sprinkle upon it all the blood of the burnt offering and all the blood of the sacrifice, and the brazen altar shall be for me to inquire by. You know, Ahaz left the brazen altar, of which was before the Lord, and that's the true altar, to be kept beside the new altar. As we read, we understood that Ahaz called the new altar the great altar. And that's what the people, when they follow the pattern of this world, they want the church to approve them and to agree with them and to pray for their wishes and to pray for their projects and their plans and their businesses. And they will tell you, Pastor, we are doing this, so can you pray for us? That is the great altar for the people. But that is against the pattern that the Lord ordained, and we should not compromise. I have called the new altar the great altar, and on it he would offer almost everything he had and received from the Lord. Not only he, the people also. Yeah. The people offerings, his burnt offering, the main things, the great things, the major thing that the Lord gave him and gave the people, he offered it on the faked and the wrong altar. And that what unfaithful people do nowadays. They offer all the good things that they receive from the Lord and spend them on their pleasures and worldly desires. Therefore, you know, we as royal priests of the Lord should not approve such kind of people's lives. Such conducts, such practices in the church, people who go along their, you know, tradition and they want to dictate for us, that should not be in the church. The priest should give the commands. We should give the commands, we should give the instruction, and the people, they need to follow. The question that we want to ask now, why Ahaz kept the brazen altar? Why he did not remove it? He's already having his own altar, the great altar he called it. Why? He still kept it. Why he did not say to the priest, Abijah, you remove it. Sorry, the priest Uriah, why he did not tell him, you remove it. We can read the end part of verse 15 and explain to us why the brazen altar, the true altar of the Lord, was left. Not because they fear God. No, no, not at all. What he say, and the brazen altar shall be for me to inquire by. He kept the brazen altar so that in case he is stuck with a difficult situation and does not know what to do, then he will come to the priest to inquire for him from the Lord. Some people, they abuse God, they abuse the church and the leaders of the church to serve their wishes and purposes. They don't want the church to interfere with their personal lives and decisions, but they will use the church and the pastor of the church to relieve them when they are in a crisis and they don't know what to do. You get the point here? Be careful. Don't compromise with people. Some people, you know, they look very friendly. They do their own. They are very good in escaping your discipline. And whenever you want to inspect them, they are very smart how to hide. And they are very sweet when they will come to you and they will tell you, can you pray for us? We have this situation. They will use you. They will use the church. But they are not willing to give their life fully to the Lord. As leader of the church, should not allow such pattern in the church to go on. The people should not dictate their pattern on the church, but the church should dictate on the people God's laws and commands. When you compromise with the people and agree with them, they will do more wicked things and will distort more the pattern of the ministry and deviate them more from God's word. When you compromise with the people, they will not repent. They will try to swallow you more. Let's read what Ahaz did further for the temple of God when Urijah the priest went along with his wishes. Let's read verse 17 and verse 18. And King Ahaz cut off the borders of the bases and removed the lava from all of them and took down the sea from off the brazen oxen that were under it and put it upon the pavement of stones and the covered for the Sabbath that they had built in the house and the king's entry without, turned he from the house of the Lord for the king of Assyria. He did not stop. He cut more things, he removed more things, and he completely disturbed the pattern that God gave Moses for his temple, gave David for gave Moses for his tabernacle, and gave David for the temple of the Lord that he gave to Solomon to do. So we need to be careful. As a priest, stand firm. What you hear from me, keep as the pattern of sound teaching with faith and love in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 1:13, apply in your life. I'm giving you instruction right now. And Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 2, and the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust them to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others. What you receive from us, from teaching and as pattern of sound teaching and ministry that come from God's word and the leading of the Holy Spirit, apply that in your life, in the life of your family and the ministry under your care as we approve you to serve the Lord with us. And what you need to do, entrust it to reliable men who are trustworthy to keep the pattern that God entrusts to us from His word to serve Him. I pray that the message will impart to you wisdom, fear of the Lord, awareness, diligence in abiding with the commands of God. If there are people you need to rebuke, you need to correct, they have deviated and they want you to compromise with them, stand firm. They cannot do anything to you. They cannot harm you. As you stand with the Lord, the Lord is your backup. He will uphold you. As we pray together now, as we call upon the Lord to provide and protect us and give us courage to face, the Lord's will prevail, and the pattern of the mercy that He entrusts to us will continue to be the same, and the Lord will bless us and bless His work through us more and more. Lord, we thank you for your word that encourage us and help us to continue to serve you in the way that you ordain for us, Lord, to do. Lord, I pray for myself, give me courage, give me strength, give me wisdom, give me discernment to continue to do your work and your will. I pray for my brothers, give them boldness, tell him, Lord, cry out to the Lord, Lord, give me boldness to stand firm. Lord, I will continue to serve you in the way that you ordain for me, O God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I commit myself to comply with your word and the pattern of the sound teaching that I receive from your word to apply in my life, Lord, in the life of my family and ministry that you entrust to me. Lord, give me perseverance. Yes, Lord, I want to persevere. Lord, protect me, Lord, and provide for me so that I can continue to do your will. Lord, I pray for my brothers, my sisters who had received ministry and they are serving you with us. We protect them. Lead them to do the right things, O God, and encourage them with your word and with your will. Oh God, inspire them and lead them. Do miracle for them. Lord, let no one overpower them and hinder them and force them to change the pattern. Lord, name of Jesus, give us courage and boldness to face the wicked one with the mighty hand of the Lord. By the grace of yours, oh God, we'll be strong in doing and continue to serve you. Oh Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hands be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Christ's name. Amen and amen.